tickled by Maschel Kol Midoy Thuroin. Fifth piece in the Parsha.
Yeah.
Kol Midoy Thuroin Hoy Chatzoim. All Midas of the Orim were halves. Amosayim Vachetzi Orkoi, Amo Vachetzi Rachboi, Amo Vachetzi Koimosoi. Different than all the other Kalei HaMishkan, the Midoy Thuroin were halves. All of them had Chatzi. And what's the Indian? What's the Torah trying to teach us with that? With this idea that the midos ha'orim were chatzayim. So if you do what the belt, you know, what the mafarshim say, because since the orin is the symbol, it symbolizes the Torah. So you have to know that when you learn Torah, you're as much as you learn, but you still didn't accomplish everything. Still, much more to learn in Torah. That's the famous word. They say over, but the Meir Shloiach says the Moedi Gezachi says, "Ki likna es divrei Torah tzorch leida." A person has to know he wants to be koine divrei Torah. What?
Not my gornish.
Ki likna es divrei Torah tzorch leida shachos aloi. You're missing the who oimid beemitza, and you're oimid beemitza. You're a middle. You're missing. You're not complete without the divrei Torah. Ubelid divrei Torah ain't necessarily not complete. Ki ain't Hashem Yisburch makir mashpia divrei Torah. The Ebrish is not mashpia divrei Torah. Rak lemisha makir. Only someone that recognizes, he has this akora, he has this recognition constantly and consistently. Shehu chosem mehem. He's missing v'nitzach lohem lahashlem chesroinoy. And you need the divrei Torah to be mashlem yechisorim. You need the divrei Torah for hashlem of chesroinoy. Not time you learn the divrei Torah because it's kishmak. Not something learning divrei Torah because it's a chokhmo, because it's a gishmak, because you misanig, you misavet, it's gishmak, you enjoy. Divrei Torah has to be approached. All of the above can also be true. But also, and the ikir, a person has to realize that without divrei Torah, you're not complete. The shleimus of a person is only reached alidei divrei Torah. Divrei Torah ki yidu on the Meir Shloiach says divrei Torah does not always only mean divrei Torah. It means anything which is ruchnius and the oilam ruchnius, toidim, mitzvahs, ma'asim, toivim. Everything a person has to realize without kiyam, a toidim, a mitzvahs, he's not complete. That's the only way you can be koine divrei Torah. Avlam rak choyme de mesava lehem. If you only choyme de mesava, you have a taiv of the kemoy lechoch ma'acheres. And we can't alegam malachim chamdullah. The malachim also will choyme de. The malachim also wanted divrei Torah. No, heute chalas shemaim. The Moshe Rabbeinu came up to shemaim to take the Torah. The Malachim told the Rabbanim Shloim to no, heute chalas shemaim. Leave the Torah here. They've also chaimed the divrei Torah. K'moshe nizbar b'chelik rishon, sechta Shabbos, daf peiches. But the Malachim also was nesavus. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's tshuva? The Eibush told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hachvil lehem tshuva, answer them a tshuva." Answer. So the Moshe Rabbeinu told them, "Klum yetzahare es b'neichem. You have yetzahare. You don't have yetzahare b'chlal." So why does Torah divrei Torah pertain to you? Agam the Malachim also understood they don't have a Torah, but they were misavet to the chachmas of Torah because they enjoyed it as a chachma, as a limud. Agam, boys and kiyumi, they don't have a shaykh to it. Even something galig given through Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah is only if a person is margish and makir constantly that he has the chasorim without the divrei Torah, and that's not shaykh with the Malachim, because the Malachim are complete. There's no chasorim. They don't have to reach any shleimus through the divrei Torah. It's not misavet the divrei Torah to learn the Torah from sifta derekia. But Adam, or Yelud Isha, someone that's the boss of Adam, he realizes that he doesn't have shleimus without divrei Torah, and that's the ikke oifen how a person can be kind of divrei Torah. In the Besyankiv, in the parsha Ois Mem Gimel. The Moedig of Besyankiv over there, he speaks about this Tikkun Meir Shloach, and his mamish marach is whatever can get in chest on the seat of Besyankiv inside. It's mamish Moedig. I'll just say over a few halakim from the Besyankiv. It's very, very important. That brings out the tiefkeit of what the Meir Shloach is trying to say, even though it's already something that can be said over. But about this Yedua, that you know, even if it seems on the outside that the Meir Shloach is very, very simple, but there's always a Moedig of tiefkeit to what he's trying to say. And the Besyankiv chooses to focus on the fact that all three of the midas ha'orim were halves. And what does that symbolize? That side the Kaima, side Kaimasai, side the Arkai, and side the Rachpai, all three things. The Yankiv explains that the ending of Chatzi, of half, is coming to teach us three Nekudas of Chatzi. Three different Nekudas of that a person has to be Makir in Chatzi. The first thing is, he says, a person that Fashtein, that a person has to understand. And mitzad the Torah that the Eibishter brought the Torah to this world, the Torah is not complete. The Oya Torah itself is not complete until it comes to this world, and the Yidden add to the Torah their koiches as well. To avoid that for Adam with Torah or mitzvahs and ma'aseh and tovim, with the pu'ulis for Adam, that a person does pu'ulis, all that is mashlem the Torah. Before the chedik that it's mashlem the yid, it's mashlem the Torah. Loshna, he says, that's oy Torah b'levado ein losh lemes. The ein oy Torah magia lo'olam rak at chatzi amida ha'shenes, tzorech l'koyach ha'guf Yisrael avoidas odom, v'pulas ha'mitzvah sh'yasem b'poil sh'yasem oysa. It means on a medesh shabbe, pashas mishpotim, ha'toyre lovam na mitzvah, ha'mitzvah na Torah, that the Torah borrows from the mitzvah borrows from the Torah, you need both together. The etzem Torah needs that the Yiddish should be mekayim tayag mitzvahs. There has to be a kiyum involved. And that's mestoma the oimik of a Moshe Rabbeinu answer the malachim. That yeah, you're right, you want the Torah, but Torah is not complete without the pu'ulos ha'adam on this world, the boss of Adam. Pu'ulos ha'adam on this world is what completes the Torah. That's the first chelik of chatzi. The second chelik of chatzi is that a yid. That's pretty much what we're saying till now in the Meir Shmuel, that a yid has no shleimus without the Torah. A yid is not complete. The Eibishter, or the Bashar from the Mensch, he created the person that he's not complete unless he has the Torah with it. There's no shleimus for Adam. A person can be oisik in all in yonim, but a person has to be margish that he is chasa without the Torah. There is no shleimus without Torah, and then he can be kind of Torah properly. The only a kinyan of the Torah is only when he's makir that he has a chasaron. It's his life. There's no life without Torah. His life is not a shleimus digger life without the Torah of Hashem. That's the second thing that this one is l'chayde what is the most mavur in the words of the Meir Shmuel openly. The third thing, which is the deepest one from all of them, is be'etzem azoyah kodesh and parashas koyach. And the Yankov over here is marchiv a lot on it. It's very, very deep. It's very difficult to say the whole thing now. But whoever has a chance can see the Yankov inside. Sai over here in Parshas Truma Ois Mem Gimel. The third thing. And Be'ike, even more, the Archav Chaim elaborates on it in Sefer Tiferes Achinoichi in Parshas Koyach. Whoever has a chance to take a look in Sefer Tiferes Achinoichi in Parshas Koyach, it's a beginning of a time where uki toy mamish gishmak. It's a little difficult, could be, but it's mamish gishmak. How you go through this whole stickle of Zohar Kodesh and his mazbe, mamish piece after piece in the Zohar Kodesh. But just take out on Yigel and Yenenu, he writes over there what Besyankiv and Orchav Chaim at first, Achinoich, what they write is, there's a Gemara of state above Basra. Oilam Azeh stumim mishloish is dodin. Oilam Azeh is closed from three sides, the Ruach Tzofen ain't on the Seveves, and the Ruach Tzofen is not surrounded, it's open, it's Gemara Bava Basra, the way the Messiankiv and the Tveres Achnoichi HaMavbit, Al-Piderach HaChsidus, the way the Mavbit is Azoi, that there's a Ruach Tzofen, which Mitzofen Tipos HaChara, the Ruach Tzofen is from there, all the bad things come from there. What does it mean bad things? The Yetzirah and Tzofen. All the Hastorah Sa'or, all the hidden, where a person has a hest upon him, a person has this misyoinus, and the person, things are going difficult for the person, everything comes with Tzad Tzofen. The Umay Sa'olam, the Mispashit and Tzad Tzofen. They live in Tzofen side because they have no Torah that keeps them in check, and they go whichever, they follow whatever the heart desires. So they're on Tzofen side, and they're very powerful on Tzofen side because their Tzofen side is what they do. They don't have a Torah that holds them back. A Yid, mitzatcheni the kedusha nish the sitra asher that the Yidden they use the toughness side. The Yid is given the koyach to be mevarer, to clarify that even at the toughness side there's a yicholes to be meir the choshech. There's a yetzahar over there, but you can use the yetzahar to be meir the choshech as well. You could be over the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, b'shnei yetzarech, same with the yetzah tov, same with the yetzah, same with the yetzah hara. And the Yid, the Eibishter left this nekuda for Klal Yisrael. He left this koyach of bitter that wherever you have the mekoymus on this world, where things are not so clear, say when a person is misasik in the yonim gashmiim, a person sleeps, a person eats, and things are not clearly ruchnius. There's no clear Oy Hashem. There's no clear kedusha over there, and a person can think sometimes that in these nekudas, in these things that he's being oisig right now, there is no ruchnius. And say even more than that, with this mamish nesionis of the Yetzirah, with this mamish achashchus, the darkness of the Yetzirah brings about the koyach that starts off over there. The Yid of the koyach who is avoided to be mashlim and be mesaken at chizorim. He has a koyach to be over the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to clarify that the tzatzofen side there's also a lichtigkeit from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's why all the avoidance in the Mishkan was beruach tzofen. V'shochat oisa al yerech ha-mizbeach tzofonin of Nei Hashem. And the tzatzofen, the ikah avoided the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Pu'ulos Odom. The Beis HaMikdash was the symbol, was the center of Pu'ulos Odom, of avoidance Odom on this world. They focus on the tzatzofen. The Eibishter gave the koyach for Klal Yisrael to be meyer, the tzofen side, to be made the tzada tzvoini, with the choy over there, it's in you from the chashchus, from the hester, and the yid through his koyach and avoida, he's goyme. The Eibishter left that chisorn on this world, that the yid should come and be goyme, be maslim, that the tzad tzofen is also the niskalish begdusha sholmaila. And he goes through a gan tzarichas over there, when Mashiach is going to come, then will be nizbarer, like the Meish Lech writes in many Mekoymas, Mashiach can come, will be nizbarer, and nizgalu be'ein ha'koyl, a b'chinef from nizgalu to l'ikus, will be a gewaldig nizgalu, we're going to see that everything on Tzad Tzofen, everything that looked, that seemed to be, l'choyr, the hepech from Kedusha, the hepech from Oy Hashem, is b'esem the Yidin la'meyer, even in the Tzad Tzvoyni, Zayin ha'b'chinef from all o'er, Deyas Hashem, k'mayim di'yom ha'chafim, is going to be gewaldig nizgalu, and will be nizbar that the Yidden were meyer even at Tzad Tzvoyni as well. And that's in Yaakov and the Tveres Achinoichi, whoever has a chance to see it. That's the third chatzi of the Oren was that the third chatzi was left that the Yidden are mashlim the Briah. The Yidden are mashlim that all tzedadim, all directions, even Tzad Tzofen, there's an opportunity for you to be mayor, to light up the world, even in the Tzad Tzofen, even where it looks like it's the biggest hest upon him on the world. And that's what the Medrash says, Vina Toiv Mo'oid, the famous Medrash, the Medrash Darshan, Vina Toiv Mo'oid, the Yetzahara. Even in the Yetzahara, there's a beginning of Toiv Mo'oid. The Ibish is Megalu, that even in the Yetzahara, which looks like Chashchis looks like the hepech from the kedusha, the hepech from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Yid is meyer as a filled out and licked to Oy Hashem. Even over there, there's a gvaldik lichtigkeit. And if the Yid is properly over the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he could be meyer. He can light up the world, even in the chashchis, even in the biggest choshech, where it seems like it's rochik from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the third nekuda. The Meir Shloich over here, he writes Bekitza Nimritz. The Rambam writes Bekitza, and he focuses mostly on the second one. That the Yid has that the Yid Shleim is only through Divrei Torah, but Be'etzem it's all three things are included over here. And if you take a look at the B'tiyankiv, you'll see it. Mamish Barichas Gadol. Let's just finish over here. The Shtikl Me'er Shloach. He brings down over here two stories of Eliyahu Hanavi Zochel Atoyv. Shteivzeh Hoy Tshuvas Eliyahu Zochel Atoyv Oitzei Talmud. The mice over there was that the Talmud met Eliyahu Hanavi, and he told him as told Eliyahu Hanavi of the land, he's Oisik B'Torah and everything, but he still doesn't, he's not kinder. He doesn't have a kinyan in Torah. He's not Zoichet Psa-Kinyan in Torah. The way he feels is proper to be kinder to the Torah. So Eliyahu Hanavi answered him, B'ni, Rezocha Ishtu Divir Torah, A person is not zoich to do the Torah. Elam came moise nafshu lemisa olel chvoit shemayim. Only if he's moise nafshu lemisa, he gives himself over to the boyin shloilam b'msias nefesh mamish chvoit shemayim. Then he's zoich to do the Torah. He gives himself over and gansim for the boyin shloilam. So to mash loyach. V'hine yesh loyim shloy hoy lekavonah letzuyi bezeh. She'amashu choymid u'metapel the Torah. The lesson over there is. He says, "Metapeh choymid u'masarva ani the divrei Torah." Have the gevaldik cheshik for divrei Torah. Have the gevaldik taiva to learn. Have the gevaldik gishmak and learning. But I'm still not kind of divrei Torah properly. What's the pshat? I have a gishmak and I learn. So the choyre, it wasn't stamped as a person over here that you know that learned, but shvache. Obviously, he was a bal madrege and he had an embassy gishmak for divrei Torah. But the biggest ray is right in his galul oil yo the chum nevrochal yo no viz. Yohanovi was Nizgalatim. He was speaking to Yohanovi. That means he wasn't stam up as a poshte person in the street. But Yohanovi told him, but you still have a chesaron because you don't have a shleimus. Your approach to divrei Torah is not boizn zeh. That you're muchen lomus atzmoy, which means that you're not muchen. You don't understand the Torah is yechayim. Torah is yechias. If you don't have the Torah, you have misa. It's as if you're mavis. Without the Torah, the mamish as if the mentions the kishtov like it's mamish and misa. That's not your approach to the Torah. So you can't have a proper kinyan of the Torah, even if you misavem, mischashik, and everything. But it's like another chachmi. You enjoy it. You have a geshmak. It's also a madrege. But the emes and madrege from Torah, kinyan and divrei Torah is only if a yid approaches divrei Torah that he feels that he's chosah without it. And without it, there's ein lechayim, he has no chayis whatsoever. Kiheim chayayin of orichayim, this is his chayim. Chayim atinim tanad vado aliyo, zuta, another maiz vado aliyo novi, shaliyo shala la tzayid. Yeah, aliyo novi met a tzayid, who was a fisherman that was catching fish. And he asked him if he learns mikra, mishnah, and he asked him for his nish. He says he doesn't have a head for it. He wasn't born with that head. What can you do? Not everyone is cut out for it. Some people are cut out for learning. Some people are not cut out for divrei Torah. So I'm not cut out for divrei Torah. The cup of avodish for learning. He doesn't have anything. So tell you all novi. Me limdoch ve'amalach shetavi pishto metargem betzudet. Who taught you how to fish? How to catch all the fish? To weave. And to make all these nets and catch the fish, that you're good at. The person said, that's my panosa, that I'm good at. I'm from the best fishermen around. So Yonavi, who taught you that? So he asked the Rebbe, who taught me that? That's my chiyus, that's my panosa. I have no choice. I made sure to learn it properly. I made sure to know it, right? So tell Yonavi, if Torah would be the same way by you, if you would approach the Torah, that it's your chiyus, it's your chayim, it's your life, and you have no choice, you have to be koinit, and you'd be moisen nefesh, and you'd put all your koiches into it to be able to koinit divrei Torah. But since you don't approach divrei Torah the same way you approach your panosas and mele, you're lacking. That's why you don't have a kinyan in it. Ha'ainish omal el yoz v'chalatoiv im teida shechos v'chal divrei Torah k'moy lechem, just like your bread. Oz tov and yiras Hashem, then you'll have a havana of yiras Hashem. Then you'll have a soge. Then you'll be able to. Then the Torah, you'll be able to be koinit of the Torah, and the Torah will have a hashpa over you to make you a different person. But if the approach is not that way, then you won't have any kinyan whatsoever. As I state in the Me'ashe Loyach, he says from the bottom side, Yisrael from the Chasid. Also, he brings Berach to the same shtickle over here. He brings the same stories of the Yonavi. Pretty much, it's came out the same thing what the Me'ashe Loyach says. A few Esophis, whether you can take a chance and look at that as well.